for lunch.
It's Chops here with you, hanging out with Tian, the CEO of the Namibia Stock Exchange. I've got so many questions for you, Tian. Let's just start, first of all, with what is the Stock Exchange of Namibia?
Okay, the Stock Exchange is the marketplace on an electronic platform basis where people can buy and sell shares. So for every person that's buying a share, there has to be somebody selling that share. And through your stockbroker, those trades are concluded on the exchange. It's also a place where companies can come to raise capital, like we've seen with companies such as Bank Windhoek when they listed. They raised capital, which means it's not somebody selling the share as such. It's the company issuing more shares, and that money goes into the company to capitalize the company.
Okay.
So it's twofold.
Okay. So here's my next question. So I've got $10,000. You've got a broker, somebody who's selling the shares, and I want to invest in some sort of stock on the Namibia Stock Exchange. Is that Namibian product stocks, or do you buy internationally as well? Are these stocks global?
Sure. Okay. So again, twofold. We have what we call primary listed companies. Those are Namibian companies that are listed on the Namibian Stock Exchange only, or sometimes in another jurisdiction as well, like we have MTC most recently. And then we have something called dual listed companies, which is companies from other countries that usually have operations here and they want to make their shares available in Namibia as well. Then they dual list on our exchange, making it easier for Namibians to buy those shares as well.
And
The idea is the NSX is there to deepen the capital market. That means more Namibian companies, but also to diversify it, to give investors more options. So we have, for example, we have a gold ETF where you can take an investment in gold without buying actual gold. And Ooh. Then if gold price goes up, the ETF's value goes up accordingly.
And these brokers that sell all these stocks, they can guide you through, right? Like the regular person, like myself.
Absolutely.
I come there with $20,000 and I say, broker, let's have a discussion. And this guy will be on my side, I suspect.
Absolutely. So the stockbroker is there to assist you to actually do the trade on the market, but he's also there to assist you in research and giving you advice. Also, the asset managers do the same for our pension funds. I heard NAM Asset just being advertised on your station. They're one of the Namibian asset managers that do the same for the pension funds. They go and analyze all these stocks and say which ones do they think are going to go up, which are going to pay good dividends, and then make those investment decisions for all of us who have pension funds are invested in this market. We might not be talking to the stockbroker directly, but somebody's doing it on our behalf.
I've heard about dual listed companies. Let's talk a little bit more about dual listed companies. I also want to talk about Trustco, because I've heard a little bit about what Trustco is getting up to, but I want to hear about dual listed companies first.
Sure. Okay. So like I said, dual listed companies are companies that are already listed on another exchange. And that's important to note, because that means that other exchange where the primary listing is does the regulation of those companies. So we help them with information dissemination, making the shares available to Namibians to be able to invest in. But it's actually the other exchange that's doing the primary regulation. And that's where Trustco comes into that part, because they are listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange as their primary listing and their secondary listing being in Namibia. So currently there's a dispute between them and the JSE about certain interpretations of the International Financial Reporting Standards and the classification of some of their revenue lines, and that's pending in court. But that is a JSE Trustco issue, and we're waiting to see the outcome of the court case there.
We're talking to Tian, and he's the CEO of the Namibia Stock Exchange. Don't go away. I've got a few more questions. If you've got questions, send it to me via Telegram. Here's the Plain White Tees. I should have gone to bed, Plain White Tees. Chops here with you, 28 minutes to 1 o'clock. You're listening to Chops and hanging out with Tian, who's the CEO of the Namibia Stock Exchange. We spoke briefly about issues with Trustco, but we've also got MTC, who's listed, and it's a huge company. Let's talk about MTC.
Thank you. Now, MTC was very well received last year when they did their initial public offering. So in terms of that, everyone was invited to say how many shares they wanted to buy, as government was selling part of their shareholding in MTC. They've just recently declared their first dividends. So everybody that bought shares then would be getting paid a dividend soon. And of course, yeah, people can still buy the shares. However, instead of buying it from government who was selling at the time, you would now be buying it from another person who bought it during the IPO process.
Oh, I see.
So again, through your broker and on the exchange, that price now gets determined in terms of looking at their most recent set of financials. People can take a view or get advice on a view as to what the share would be worth in a year, in 2 years, in 3 years' time, and then base an offer that you're willing to pay for that share now. And that works the same for all the listed companies.
There's one of the girls that work with us here at Future Media. She's bought some shares in MTC. It's the happiest thing in her life when she receives her dividends or whatever it's called. She receives like a couple of hundred, I think it is. And she's so happy about the fact that she's invested somewhere. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, we're getting some questions in about cryptocurrency. And how secure does the Namibia Stock Exchange support cryptocurrency? Do we?
Okay, let me first of all say I'm no expert in cryptocurrency. I don't proclaim to be.
Okay.
The exchange does not offer cryptocurrency as an asset class. None of the Western exchanges do. Some of the Asian exchanges are starting to look at it because the underlying asset itself is difficult to confirm, difficult to control. So if you go onto a website and you've gone and bought some sort of cryptocurrency, there's been way too many scams where people didn't actually buy the currency and people just ripped them off and took their money. Also, the wallets in which the cryptocurrency is kept often get hacked and people lose their money as well. So they're in listed securities such as stocks and bonds, there are lots of safety net and security features in place to protect the investor to make sure that they are not exposed to undue risks. You do take risk in taking the investment. You're taking a view on the company, whether they're going to do well, whether they're going to do badly, what the price will go up, it could go down. But cryptocurrency is a completely different asset, and that's why the Americans are looking at regulation around it. If it's regulated and the investing public can be protected, then maybe we'll get to that point. But it's certainly not something that's widely being implemented currently.
And Namibia won't support it at this stage?
Certainly not at this stage. As long as the underlying asset is insecure, there's no way an exchange will list it.
Okay. So thanks for Gary sending me through that question on cryptocurrency. It's something that I've always wanted to ask about. And so, like you said, it's insecure and people getting ripped off and hacked, and you know, so I'm glad
even the price has gone down 60% in the last couple of months, so it's fairly volatile as well.
Oh wow, that as well.
That too.
Okay, so any last comments? Is there a channel that we can take to start investing in stocks in Namibia and Stock Exchange, or do we go directly to them, or are there certain entities that deal with this?
So the nsx.com.na is our website. There's a lot of information there. Our annual reports are on there, which also give a kind of a view of the investing landscape in Namibia. And then the stockbrokers themselves are the ones through which trades are booked. And also through which we have what we call sponsors, which are companies that assist companies to come to market to list. And that's probably the biggest reason why we do these types of campaigns and talk to the public, is we want to see more Namibian companies come to market and open their shareholding to the public and make themselves available for a broader shareholder base. The companies that have done so have all been very positive about the process and have been it's been very well received. And especially when you look at an IPO like we did last year with MTC, the public response was overwhelming. And there's many, many people that are looking to invest. They want to invest locally. They understand the local market and they know the local companies versus trying to invest in a company somewhere in America. So the opportunity is there, but our companies need to take that challenge upon themselves.
Tian, thank you so much for coming in. We should have you in like every week. It's been great chatting to you. And thank you to Tian Bazane from the Namibia Stock Exchange. If you want some more information, get online, nsx.com.na. The website is live and all the information is on there. Let's start investing in Namibian companies. Steady cruising on Radio Wave. Chops here with you. It's Namibia's number one hit music station. I'm so happy we got to chat to Tian today. And here's to the staff at the NSX of Namibia. It's Bruno Mars. It's a beautiful night.